Well, good morning, and thank you all for being here today. As Archbishop Lucas said, I am Bishop Michael McGovern, and for the last 5 years, I've served as the Bishop of the Diocese of Belleville in Southern Illinois. I am humbled today by our Holy Father, who has appointed me as the 6th Archbishop of Omaha. I'm humbled by this appointment and thank the Holy Father for the confidence he has placed in me. Today, I renew my promise of obedience and abiding respect to the Holy Father, who as a successor of St. Peter, preserves the unity of love in the Church. I invite everyone to continue praying to God, asking for the Lord to restore Pope Francis to full health. I am grateful as well to Cardinal Christophe Pierre, the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, for his tireless service in support of the Holy Father and the Church. Cardinal Pierre, who is the one who called me about a week ago and notified me of the Pope's decision to appoint me to Omaha, Cardinal Pierre has made a great impression upon me during the 5 years I have served as Bishop of Belleville, and I want to publicly thank him today. I also thank Cardinal Blaise Supich, a native son of Omaha, who has been a great support to me during the years I served as a priest in the Archdiocese of Chicago and while I have served as a bishop in Southern Illinois. I look forward to welcoming Cardinal Pierre and Cardinal Supich to the installation liturgy on May 7th. I thank Archbishop George Lucas for his warm welcome and to the Archdiocese since we recently learned of his retirement and my appointment as Archbishop. Archbishop Lucas has been a good shepherd to the clergy and people of Omaha for almost 16 years, and I invite everyone to take the opportunity to thank him for his service in Episcopal ministry. May God bless you, Archbishop Lucas, as you soon celebrate your 50th Jubilee as a priest of Jesus Christ. May God bless you and reward you for all the good you have done in service to the Lord and to his people. And I also want to acknowledge the presence of the 4th Archbishop of Omaha, Archbishop Eldon Curtis, who is also with us today. Thank you, Archbishop Curtis, for being here. To the clergy and faithful of the Diocese of Belleville, the past 5 years have been a blessing from the Lord. I appreciate deeply the service of the clergy, the diocesan staff, the staff members of respective parishes, schools, and charities, along with the countless volunteers who support the mission of the Church. Truly, the people of Belleville Diocese are servants on Christ's mission, and I will miss you all very much. I want to thank today as well my family, my family still lives in Chicago. Whether growing up we were kneeling together side by side in church at Christ the King Parish or sitting together around the dining room table, I'm always grateful for the love of my 7 siblings and for my parents, Joseph and Eleanor, who I again today at Mass commend to the Lord and to his care in eternity. As news of today's appointment is shared, some of you may be asking, who is our new Archbishop? Who are you? I would answer and describe myself as a pastor, a shepherd. Within my 31 years, I have been a Catholic priest. I spent 16 years as a parish pastor in Lake County, Illinois, 12 years at St. Mary in Lake Forest, and 4 years at St. Raphael the Archangel Parish in Old Mill Creek, a rural area near the Illinois-Wisconsin border. While I also held administrative responsibilities in the Archdiocese of Chicago, I love being a pastor most of all. Being a pastor has been a most rewarding experience, and I consider being a parish pastor a privilege in the best sense of the word. As I prepare to move to Omaha, I look forward to meeting the clergy and faithful, hearing your stories of how you have encountered Jesus in your lives and what the Lord has done for you. I ask for your prayers for me, that Christ may help me in this transition and provide the gifts needed to be a good shepherd to all the people. Permit me to say a word to the priests who serve in Northeast Nebraska. First and foremost, please accept my thanks from the bottom of my heart for saying yes to the Lord's call to serve as a priest of Jesus Christ. I pledge to you my constant support, beginning with my availability to spend time with you. Please know, my brother priest, that I am here for you and will do my best to be a shepherd for the shepherds. And I look forward to getting to know one another better as we set out into the future, a future filled with hope. Also, I look forward to meeting all the people of the Archdiocese of Omaha, the clergy, the women and men in religious life, the deacons, the seminarians, and the lay faithful of the Archdiocese. And I would like to meet those who, for whatever reason, no longer participate in the life of the Church. You are also important to me, and I will try to provide ways to meet you and listen to you. I look forward to engaging with various leaders of the diocese as we get closer to my move to Omaha and my installation on May 7th. Please know that you are in my prayers and in my heart this Lent and in the years ahead. God bless you all. Thank you all.